The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And it's The Hard Shoulder with Anton in for Kieran. For a lot of people, nicotine pouches are replacing smoking and vaping. But what are they and why have nicotine pouches become so popular? Joining me is Mary McCarthy, columnist with the Irish Independent. Mary, you have direct experience with these pouches.
Good afternoon, Anton. I do. I have a very negative experience. So they're marketed as kind of an alternative to smoking, you know, if you want to quit smoking. But like the Australian government last year came out and said that there wasn't strong evidence to support that. And that's why they banned it in Australia. So they're actually prescription only in Australia and New Zealand, and they're banned in some other countries. But anyway, back to my experience. Yes. So I have been finding these little round tubs of nicotine pouches in my son's school bag and in his room. I've been finding them for about 6 months. Now, I'd say any parents listening who have like a 15 or 16 year old boy, they will definitely sympathize with me because, Anton, as far as I can see in Ireland, these have gone rampant. They're just so popular. So where we live in Belgium, they're illegal. So they're not as popular, but kids can still get them because there's some corner shops, they're called night shops. They open at 8 p.m. and some of them have them under the counter. They're not supposed to, but they're nowhere near as popular as Ireland because in Ireland, you just walk into your petrol station, you walk into Spar, they're there, they're everywhere, right? They don't come under tobacco legislation. Anyway, to tell you about my experience, so I'm curious about these products. I'm saying to my son, please, why don't take these? They're nicotine, it's harmful, you don't need them. And he's like, okay, mommy, I won't. But then he keeps saying, but they're really good, actually. They make you think clearer, they give you focus. And like he shows me all these TikTok videos and all these kind of influencers who are saying this. So I said, right, I'm going to try one. So I sat there on Sunday afternoon. He had some of his friends around and they gave me one. Can I say the brand, Anton, which one it is?
Sure.
Okay, so it was a Pablo brand and it was the frosted mint one. I found out subsequently that the one I took was actually quite strong, that there are like other products that are less strong. But anyway, I took it. So it's a little square kind of soft pouch and in it is nicotine powder and flavoring. So this one was frosted mint. So it looks a bit like a extra large kind of extra chewing gum. So you took it in between your gum and your lip. So I did that, sat in the chair, and within seconds, I had this really unpleasant kind of burning on my gum. So my son and his friends were like, that's fine, mammy, that's grand. That's what you're supposed to feel. And I was like, okay. And they said, leave it in, like you usually leave it in for 30 minutes. So anyway, I'd say about 2 minutes later, I had this deeply unpleasant rush to my head. I just felt, I kind of panicked. And I was like, guys, like I feel like I'm going to faint. And they were like, no, like it's fine. Just leave it in. And I actually, after about 2 minutes, I just had to take it out because I actually felt like I was going to faint. I was absolutely floored. The strength of these things, Anton, I just couldn't believe it. So I staggered out to get some fresh air and I couldn't actually stand up. I was lying down outside, like, and my son was like, are you okay? Like he was actually quite shocked. So he said to me, look, the first time you take them, some people can feel a bit weird, but like it's not as strong. He'd never seen that before with me. So like that effect. Anyway, I ended up going in and vomiting. I was so sick, Anton. It was awful. And then like lying on the couch, I didn't feel right for about 2 hours. But the thing is, it struck me, these things are being sold. They're not under domestic tobacco control legislation because they're fairly new products, right? They've only been on the market. They only properly got really, really popular in the last kind of like 4 or 5 years. They've been on the market since, I think, 2014, I think. But anyway, like, you know, they've been sold in shops. There's no actual age limit on them. I think like I saw on the Super Value website, they said 18, right? But there's a little bit of a fudging going on because there isn't an actual law there. So I've talked to loads of 16-year-old boys. And actually, Anton, it's a funny one, but boys, they are taking them the most. And there was research out last May on alcohol and drug and tobacco use in teenagers. It's a kind of a 37-wide, countrywide research. And they found that in Ireland, 8% of 15 and 16-year-olds are taking these nicotine pouches. That research was taken last year. So I would imagine that has like multiplied by, you know, doubled, tripled even. Because what I'm hearing is 15, 16-year-olds can stroll into any petrol station and they're never carded. They're sold these things. So they're strong, right? They're nicotine. Nicotine is really addictive. Nicotine is a harmful product. They're banned in Belgium, where we live. They're banned in France, in Netherlands. You know, the
And if they're banned in Belgium, where was your son and his friends getting them?
Yes. So actually, his friends were friends from Ireland, right? So, but in Belgium, you can still buy them in some corner shops. You can still get your hands on them. Not very many, but you can still get them. And then there's a guy he knows who buys them in bulk online and he sells them. But they're not really as popular here as they are in Ireland because they're just harder to get. You know, you're not going to go into your petrol station and there they are, you know. So they are not, there's not such a craze as it is in Ireland. Whereas in Ireland, it's really taking off. And it's funny when you think it would be like, you know, the kids who might smoke, but it's sporty kids. Like there was a research study last year in the UK that showed that 1 in 5 like professional footballer players take these things because the whole marketing spiel is that they kind of increase your focus, increase your performance, you know, they enhance your life. I just think this is absolutely outrageous that we are allowing these things for sale. They're clearly for kids, Anton, because you've got blueberry, you've got mango, all these different flavors, a bit similar to the vapes, right? So, I mean, there's no legislation. They're supposed to be for people who are giving up smoking, but there's no evidence of that, which is why other countries have banned it. So I really would urge parents, sit down with your teenage boy and say, are you taking these things? And, you know, please stop taking these things.
Mary, thank you very much for your time. Mary McCarthy, columnist with the Irish Independent.
Thanks, Anton.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.